allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God.
Top stories and the analysis you trust. Simon Conway on your radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I love this American ride.
All across the great state of Iowa, it is the Simon Conway Show. Good afternoon, you exceptional Americans. How do you do? It is Monday, July 17th, 2023, in the year of our Lord. And I am Matt Kittle, your radio talk show host, fill-in daddy. Going to be here for much of the week. Our good friend Doug Wagner will be in tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a bit. As a matter of fact, we'll tell you all about the show straight ahead. But JD, my good friend.
Yes, Matt?
The only thing I want to do right now is hear some cowbell. No, that's a different deal altogether. We'll get to that later. Beyond the cowbell, I want to make somebody a winner, just like our good friend Linda, the Inflation Nation. Inflation
I'm
vacation.
I'm about ready to cry. You have made my day. I love you so much. Well, I'm shaking. It's insane. Totally insane. I'm going to take care of my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. Probably going to take them and get them ready for school and, you know, whatever. Just spoil them rotten. Mm. Hi, I'm Linda, and I just won $1,000 just for listening to my favorite, iHeartRadio. Thank you. Love you.
Hi, Linda. I'm Matt, and God bless you. First thing, of course, she says is, I'm going to take care of my kids and my grandkids. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a mom and a grandma right there. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a winner. Linda, in our inflation vacation contest, we're going to make you a winner. At least we're going to hopefully do so this hour on the Simon Conway Show in our nationwide inflation vacation contest. The word this hour is bills. B-I-L-L-S. Bills. You enter that word at the website of the radio station you are listening to at this moment, and hopefully you will be our next Linda, our next winner in the Inflation Vacation Contest. Bills, B-I-L-L-S. Good luck to you, and we're going to do this 13 times a day for the foreseeable future. Going to give you another chance to win coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, the 6 o'clock hour, as well. What else do we have coming up? We got an action-packed show on this Monday. Lots of things happening over the weekend on the presidential, Republican presidential nomination chase. Some good days and some bad days for some folks who want to be the president of the United States. We're going to delve into that in just a bit this hour. In the 5 o'clock hour, it looks like we're going to have a little slight tweaking of plans. I have informed J.D. that things could change. They're all subject to American air travel, which is constantly subject to change and constantly subject to delay. We're looking at a 5:45 arrival time as it is now for Vivek Ramaswamy, who is rapidly rising in the polls. He's third place now in three consecutive national polls for Republican presidential candidates. We're going to talk to Vivek Ramaswamy about 5:45-ish this afternoon about some very interesting things. Straight ahead, though, a conversation I think that is extremely important to have, because it seems like a lot of folks in the news cycle just decided to briefly mention and then move on, as they so often do. On Biden family corruption. Say, what's up with Hunter's WhatsApp? How much foreign money has gone to the big guy? Who's doing anything about the White House's Coke problem? Will the Biden family corruption ring ever be held to account? Probably not. No U.S. senator has worked harder at shining a light on the Biden administration's swamp creatures than U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Senator Johnson, ranking member of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigation, keeps digging. He is joining us. In fact, I do believe we have him right now, as a matter of fact. Good to have you, sir, on the Simon Conway Show this afternoon.
Well, Matt, hope you're doing well.
I hope you are doing well, too, because God bless you. It is these are the days that try men and women's souls trying to do the right thing in Washington, D.C. Let's start where, you know, I led off, Biden family corruption. It's been three-plus weeks now since the whole WhatsApp situation with Hunter Biden, of course. We find out that back a few years ago, he was making threats to someone in China, better make sure that they get the cash over to him. And the big guy mentions his powerful father at that time. And now this story seems to have disappeared. What is the latest with the WhatsApp situation?
Well, it's largely disappeared. We've had the goods on the Bidens ever since Senator Grassley and I released our report in September of 2020, where we laid out in pretty gory detail the vast web of foreign financial entanglements of Biden Inc. But even before that, you had New York Times, you had Politico, before Biden became their standard bearer. They're actually writing about Biden Inc. and the conflict of interests and the oligarchs in Ukraine that were supporting Biden. So this has been well known for quite some time. What's happening now is we're just getting more and more pieces of the puzzle. But as you said, the story still is disappearing. I don't think, even if we have every last piece of the puzzle, I still don't think the news media is going to view this as a worthy story to educate the public, to dissuade them from reelecting Joe Biden. I mean, he's their guy. They got him elected as he campaigned from a basement, and they'll never admit they were wrong on this issue in addition to many, many other issues that they've been dead wrong on, and they'll never admit to it. But it's sorry state for our democracy, Matt, when you've got a biased media, occupied primarily a bunch of radical leftists. That's not what our founders envisioned in terms of a free press.
Absolutely not. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin joining us on the Simon Conway Show across the state of Iowa today. You've worked, of course, very closely with Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. You folks have uncovered some things that have been so critical, but again, it's this wall. I guess the question I have as it relates to the media either ignoring these very important stories altogether or doing so willfully, it seems at times, how can the American people trust these news outlets that sat on the Hunter Biden laptop story for so long?
Well, they can't, and more of them aren't. And, I've always said there's really three major scandals here. You've got the scandal of the corruption of the Biden family. But then you have the scandal, and this may be the most serious one, of the corruption, the partisanship, at the highest levels of the FBI, Department of Justice, our intelligence agencies, that are covering up for the Bidens, that are targeting Donald Trump and covering up for Democrats. And then you have the mainstream media who are complicit in that cover-up as well. So that's the other third important story of corruption is just our corrupt media. And, we need a free press that is largely unbiased, but that holds both sides equally accountable. I'm not looking for a biased media biased in the favor of conservatives. I want an unbiased media that holds both sides equally accountable, and we don't have that right now. And that is the danger to our democracy.
Senator Ron Johnson from the state of Wisconsin joining us on the Davidson Family Dentistry Newsmaker line. Shift of focus here. Do you know whose cocaine it was over at the White House? Because nobody seems to, even though I saw Nikki Haley on stage with Tucker Carlson here in Des Moines on Friday saying, you know what, when I was an ambassador for the UN, very few people could go where the cocaine packet was found. So it's really only, a certain number of people, and yet the Secret Service has said, nah, there's nothing to see here. That's embarrassingly bad, isn't it?
Well, first of all, we don't know where it was found for sure. Yeah, they've changed the stories a number of times. It certainly should not be difficult to find the perpetrator. I saw an internet meme saying that by not telling us who owned that cocaine, we know exactly who owned that cocaine. I mean, I don't know, but I do know that the premier investigatory agency in the world, the FBI, this ought to be child's play for them when you realize. What you have to go through you know, just get into the White House grounds. You have to go through a Secret Service building, basically, a little square building, you know, highly secure, many people subject to pat-down. So, you know, either you've got to have, you know, really large stones and not concerned about that, or you're so well known to the Secret Service that you know they're not going to pat you down and find the cocaine on you.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, no matter how you slice it, there's no way that this, whoever cocaine that is, shouldn't be known, shouldn't be discovered, and shouldn't be disclosed.
Willie Nelson right now, sir, is saying, hell, it was just a joint with me and Jimmy Carter's son back in 1980. That's the least you had to worry about. Now it's the cocaine gang in the White House. And is it any surprise that we have so many problems with fentanyl pouring into this nation when we got a coke problem at the White House?
No, and let's face it, the fentanyl crisis is, you know, enormous. It's not helped by the fact we have completely open borders. And so the Biden administration, literally, their open border policy is facilitating the multi-billion dollar business model of some of the most evil people on the planet, the drug traffickers, the human traffickers, the sex traffickers. You know, The Sound of Freedom, you know, thank God that movie is having an impact and more people's eyes are being opened. But, you know, I held hearings years ago about how these human traffickers are selling children to make up family units to exploit our asylum laws. You know, how do you think young women pay off their $5,000 to $10,000 to $15,000 human trafficking fee? Well, they get put into the sex slave trade.
Yeah.
And again, this has been known. Our sitting vice president is on my committee. At least her staff was listening to these hearings if she wasn't there physically present. This is well known. And yet the Biden administration is not only tolerating it, they are facilitating this evil.
It's just awful. I appreciate your time today. I really do. Wanted to introduce, I know you've been here before, but reintroduce you to our Iowa listening audience, our Illinois listening audience, and just remind them that there are senators out there, there are members of Congress doing the heavy lifting, doing the digging. You're one of them, and I appreciate your time and all of your efforts.
As is Senator Grassley. Love the guy. Take care.
You bet. Take care. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Yes, indeed. Lots to go over. So little time. But the whole Biden family corruption issue. The two-tiered justice system, which really is justice and injustice and coke in the White House. More to come as we get this edition of the Simon Conway Show underway with yours truly, Matt Kittle. Straight ahead. Hang on.